Blog Talk Radio.
Treasure Box. I am your host, Aunt Lee. Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, I have been feeling a bit under the weather the last few days, and Lord knows that's why you haven't heard from me. I'm going through a little bit myself, so I thought I'd share some information with you. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of this pandemic. I, like many of you, keep a close eye on the information on this pandemic. And I'm all ready to go on vacation and stuff. I'm just sick of it. I'm ready. I'm over it. How about you? Let's take this journey and listen in on some of the symptoms that survivors have complained about having COVID-19. We'll go through a few of them. There's 98, but I think I'm only going to be able to cover a few tonight. So, ever since COVID-19 reared its ugly head and impeded our world, long-lasting symptoms of the virus have varied and hard to pinpoint until now. A survey conducted by Dr. Natalie Lambert of Indiana University School of Medicine and Survivor Corps analyzed the long-term experiences COVID-19 survivors are having with the virus. Some of the symptoms that we're going to hear about tonight are from a study titled Long Haulers Symptoms Survey Report, and they identified 98 long-lasting symptoms. Some of the symptoms are syncope. Syncope is when you faint or pass out, usually due to temporary drop in blood pressure, flow to the brain, reports the Cleveland Clinic. One study published in the journal Health Rhythm Case Reports finds syncope may be the presenting symptom of COVID-19 infection, even in those who are symptomatic. Recognizing this possibility is of extreme importance, especially in the initial phase of COVID-19 infection, warn researchers. 97, bilateral neck throbbing around lymph nodes. When lymph nodes throb or swell, it's a sign of trauma around the neck area, an infection or bilateral illness related to a cold or sore throat, reports HealthLink British Columbia. COVID-19 is generally known as a respiratory virus that can also affect your throat and sinuses. Elevated thyroid is another one. Your thyroid is an essential element of your body's proper functionality. According to Information Health, it plays a major role in the metabolism, growth, and development of the human body. It does this by releasing the perfect amount of thyroid hormones at the perfect time. Number 95 is anemia. Anemia is a condition in which you lack enough healthy red blood cells to carry adequate oxygen to your body's tissue, says the Mayo Clinic. The most common type of anemia is associated with not getting enough iron. Conditions make you feel tired and weak, and in some cases it may even cause chest pain and dizziness, the long-lasting symptoms of coronavirus. Herpes EBV in trimyneuralgia. The symptoms of herpes Epstein-Barr virus, EBV, in trimyneuralgia, are varied and may include fatigue, inflamed throat, fever, facial pain. These are also common symptoms of COVID-19. Sufferers who participated in the survey reported experienced symptoms of these conditions after the virus was gone. Number 93 is GERD with excessive salivation. GERD is an acid reflux and is commonly known to cause excessive salivation or drooling. According to the University of Florida Health, trauma or infections in the throat, such as sinus infections or swollen adenoids, can cause GERD, which may lead to drooling. Number 92 is personality change, drastic. And that's common. Scientists are studying the rare but potentially severe personality changes that COVID-19 may cause in patients. According to an article published in Science News, symptoms related to the brain are often overlooked as medical professionals focus on the physical aspects of the virus. However, depression and personality changes and confusion are some long-lasting symptoms of COVID-19. Number 91 is thrush. Thrush is the small white lesions inside your mouth caused by an imbalance of bacterial growth, more specifically an overgrowth of candida. According to Cedide Cyanide, some people are more prone to developing thrush, but it may also be common with COVID-19 survivors. Hormone imbalance. Your hormones are important because they regulate your appetite, mood, sexual function, and body temperature. According to Women in Balance Institute, a hormone balance may be caused by stress, an unhealthy lifestyle, and buildup of toxins in the body. Number 89 is a UTI. Urinary tract infection occurs when germs get into the urethra and begin to spread throughout the urinary tract, says Johns Hopkins Medicine. One study published in Elsevier Public Health Emergency Collection found a potentially dangerous overlap of classical urinary symptoms in the as-yet-to-not-fully-described symptoms of COVID-19, urinary frequency in the virus may be related, which explains the potential cause of a UTI. Number 88 is kidney issues or protein in the urine. Kidney issues, including protein in the urine, was one of the long-lasting symptoms of COVID-19 for 47 surviving survey participants. The specific ways the virus attacks the kidneys isn't known yet, but according to Johns Hopkins Medicine, it may invade kidney cells and the low levels of oxygen of the virus. Number 87, dry scalp and low blood pressure. While it's not a serious issue, dry scalp and dandruff can be uncomfortable and embarrassing, according to CD Cyanide. Dandruff can be caused by the changes of hormones, so it makes sense that it's related to COVID-19, along with low blood pressure. There may be many causes of low blood pressure, such as genetics or your diet or dehydration, according to the Mayo Clinic. Low blood pressure is also related to infections and hormone fluctuation. Number 85 is my favorite, COVID toe. Come on, really? Now my toes are at risk. COVID toes are an emerging symptom of the virus that may not be as common as the other symptoms, such as cough or fever. COVID toe occurs when the toes develop a rash or lesion, according to Dr. Humberto Choi, MD, from the Cleveland Clinic. Rashes on the skin are common with viral infections, such as COVID-19. The survey found that 59 participants had this stage side effect after being infected with COVID-19. Well, I'm going to end the list here of 98. So you'll have to join in Saturday or just join in on another time and hear the rest of the series. I want to thank you for tuning in and learning a little something today. Y'all take care out there and please stay covered up. I love you. Until next time, ciao for now. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Aunt Lee's Treasures. This is your host, Aunt Lee, signing out with a smooth rendition from, I do believe, that's Eric Valentine. He's smooth, ain't he? All right, y'all, I'm going back to bed. I got to get some rest. Talk to you tomorrow when we're interviewing C. Sunny Martin of Atlanta. Tell us some things about entrepreneurship. Tune in tomorrow at 7:30. We'll see you then. Ciao for now.